Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Joining us, Cam Inman of the Bay Area News Group. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. And he also just completed a book, The Franchise.
Wow.
San Francisco 49ers. Congrats on the book, Cam. And
yeah.
Congratulations.
Did you get your copies yet? Free copies yet?
Not yet. I haven't.
Okay. Well, they're in the mail then.
Okay.
Big Cam.
I appreciate it. Let's cut right to the chase. There were some reports earlier today that Brandon Ayuk was going to practice. Are those accurate?
I'll tell you in 3 hours. I mean, it's they're not on the field for a few hours. It's basically they are shifting into regular season mode. And so I don't even know if we get to watch the full practice anymore because it's week zero is kind of a little tricky thing where we can either watch all of practice and not go in the locker room or vice versa. So we'll find out exactly what they have planned. If he's on the practice field, I still don't know if that eliminates the doubt of what his status is. Does that mean that he's really close to signing a market rate contract extension? Does it mean he's going to play under the fifth year option at half the salary he deserves? There's going to be lingering questions until there's no more questions. And Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch will talk to the media here in about 2 hours. I'm already at Levi's Stadium. So it's not as if there's a big parade welcoming Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams back. They're still kind of sizing up their practice squad and going through some roster shenanigans because of 53-man cutdown day yesterday. But I think the only two transactions anybody is waiting for really are the Ayuk and Trent Williams deals.
Cam, I'm so damn excited. Congrats on the book that football is back. But it actually started draft night when the Niners drafted Pearsall. And now we got this Ayuk situation going. But why I'm irritated, Cam, you help me out, is we weren't able to see him at all during the preseason. Am I wrong to assume now that he's back at practice in that blue jersey that he'll be available for the Jets? What are you hearing about Pearsall? And how much do you think he's behind, if at all?
Hey, Gu. Yeah, I mean, it is a question. It's a concern, but I don't think it's a major issue. Shanahan confirmed Friday night that Pearsall had a shoulder injury tracing back to college, right? So it sends up a bunch of red flags. Like, what did you do? Draft a guy that has an injury history? Well, most guys do. Now, we saw enough of him in the spring to inspire confidence that this guy could contribute as a rookie and could contribute a lot, perhaps. I think that's all really contingent on whether Brandon Ayuk is a full go in week one. You know, Pearsall also does not have to be your punt returner because they kept Jacob Cowing, another rookie, on the team, and he's going to probably fulfill that role on Monday Night Football against the Jets. And then you got Debo, you got Juwan Jennings, and you would figure, like, health is also going to be an issue. Just from my body language watching Pearsall working on the side in the last couple of weeks, I think he's okay. And that's beyond just kind of running fine. It's like, how, what are his range of motion with his shoulders, just with what he's doing? And he looks like it'll be fine. Yeah, he's in the blue non-contact jersey, so just a matter of if they can protect the tenderness a couple more weeks before he's in the full action. But this is a guy that did not miss games in college, so I'm not going to start questioning his durability yet.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game. He comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. I asked my partner this earlier. I'll ask you the same question, Cam. Does Brandon Ayuk receive a long-term extension or not?
Steiny, I think he does, just because they've reached this point and they haven't traded him. And for him to get on that field, he's going to want that financial security. I just don't see him wanting to play under a one-year option. You know, what's different about this and all these other 49er contract extensions in past years that everybody gets consumed with is the Kittle, Fred Warner, Bosa, Debo's, all those guys got their contract extensions after their third season. Well, Ayuk has already played four seasons, and that's why he's entering the fifth-year option. So it's kind of like, what the heck happened? Why didn't they get this done last year? And if that's really the question, then it's going to be like, well, you know the answer, because he won the world and he still wants the world. And he's just holding out to the very last minute until they tell him he can't have it. You know, is it their fault? No. Is it his fault? I think it's just, it's a lot of business that's still going on behind the scenes. And, you know, when he was on the practice field 2 weeks ago, I'm like, look, this dude, he's not just out there going through the motions of just standing at practice and like looking like I don't want any part of this team. He really seemed invested. He interacted with teammates to the point where I said he wants to be part of this team, and they need him to be part of this team to serve as that 1-2 connection with Brock Purdy going forward for years to come.
Cam, I was watching the NFC Championship game 2014, Seahawks and Niners at Seattle, and I was watching Patrick Willis, the Hall of Famer.
What are you doing watching?
Well, the NFL Network had it on. Come on, they had it on.
How is this helping your fantasy team? Come on.
Well, it's not. But I'll tell you what. I'll give you a call after the show for that help.
I was watching
Willis and Bowman, and that thing was. It didn't go as long as it should have because Bowman got hurt in that game. And that has me thinking about Warner and Greenlaw. Right. And I know it's different injuries. Am I wrong to not expect Greenlaw back this year? What are we hearing about his availability, if at all, this season? Because that's a big one to me.
Oh, no, I think everything's progressing right because, you know, they weren't going to rush him in through into training camp. The guy just tore his Achilles, 7 months ago in the Super Bowl. But everything I've seen is he's out there watching practice. So it's not like he's disconnected himself from the franchise and team. I think the plan all along was him to start the season on the PUP list, meaning he'll miss at least the four games. I think he probably will miss the first 2 months. Like maybe he misses the first month, then gets back into practice. They open up a 3-week window to watch him. And then he could come in. I think, you know what, honestly, Gu, I think the bye week, as it has been the last two preseason or the last two seasons, is in week 9. So, you know, and that's right at your midseason. And so I would think that's probably what they penciled out for Greenlaw to come back at midseason. And so you just got to hope that Devondre Campbell can, like, kind of fill in that role next to Fred Warner as his sidekick. Maybe even D. Winters to an extent, Curtis Robinson, Demetrius Lanigan-Fowl are guys that have been in the system for a couple of years, so they know. So it's not like the Niners are totally shorthanded. But, I mean, you go back to 2014, and Bowman and Willis.
They were
Bowman
some bad
was
boys.
At his peak.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, because that 2013 season, honestly, like Bowman was playing at an MVP level before he got hit by friendly fire in that NFC Championship game, and that just wrecked his whole, like, career path. And it really set back the Niners franchise because Willis retired after the next – or midway through the next season, essentially. And next thing you know, you lost that 1-2 punch altogether.
Yeah.
And, I mean, well, you know, Bowman came back for a year or two, But he was gone quickly, and now he's coaching the Los Angeles Chargers under Jim Harbaugh. How about that?
Wow, there you go, Mr. Harbaugh, Steiny.
Yeah, Mr. Harbaugh. Mr. Harbaugh.
Steiny, you want to talk fantasy football? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm going to pass on that right
Cam,
now.
Cam, I'm going to pass real quick, on that. Cam, so you play fantasy, right? It sounds like you're pro fantasy.
What do you mean play fantasy? It's don't you work? It's not play. It's work. You know, you got to get through it.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, I do, but...
He's
I
another
do,
one, apparently.
One I do.
There you go.
But here's two rules of fantasy football for me. One, I don't draft 49ers, so I don't want like any kind of weird
okay.
conflict of
Got
interest. And two, something that you should carry over to the airwaves. Do not talk about your fantasy team. Nobody cares what players you have.
You sound like Mark Abanez. Oh, my God.
Hey, Cam, what does it mean that Trent Williams is not on the 53-man roster right now? And what happens if and when he comes back?
So he went on the reserve did not report list because he obviously has not reported, and he's been waiting quietly. And I believe his hometown of Houston, working out in his gym there, waiting for the Niners to pony up and give him top-of-the-market money as an offensive tackle. Which they did 3 years ago. And remember how hyper aware he was of what the market rate was, where he said, hey, give me 10,000 more a year than the next highest paid guy, which was David Bakhtiari. And then at the time, so it was a 6-year contract. And so he's halfway through it. And that, I think it was that sixth year was like 30 something million dollars, which seemed preposterous at the time. And Shanahan said, yeah, we put that in there to kind of just, hey, go after that, you know, stay in the game that long and get that money. Well, in 3 more years, $30 million is not going to be what it is now. That's more like a $40 million a year, man. I mean, if quarterbacks are making $50 to $60 million a year, don't you think that the guy mainly responsible for protecting their blind side should be making probably at least worth half of what they're getting? So everything I've understood from the 49ers, the back channels, is they expect a deal to get done, that they're willing to pay him. It's just a matter of, you know, was him not wanting to come to training camp, and then them just figuring out the money, moving money around, and then everything will be copacetic, because it's not as if he's requesting a trade like Ayuk was or looking to get out of it. He could threaten that, yeah, I'm going to retire, but I don't see that. I mean, he showed up for a day at mandatory mini camp back in June and was all happy to see everybody, was giving bro hugs out, bear hugs out, to Bosa especially. And so he seemed like he was still going forward, and I think that's still the case. It's just a matter of, you know, ponying up, and they better do so now, because does he just put this off for another 2 weeks like Bosa did? I mean, he saw Nick Bosa last year wait until week one, you know, break the bank and get paid what he wanted. I don't know why Trent wouldn't want to do the same.
Yeah. Yeah, Cam, we'll get you out of here on this one. Steiny came in and talked about the 53-man roster and the infusion of youth with the rookies, but none bigger than Dominic Pooney at guard. Can you share with us, are you shocked? Did you see this coming? And, I mean, he's going to get a crack at it.
I was surprised on day 3 of camp when I showed up and he was the first string right guard, and then you realize that Burford had broken a hand and Feliciano had a knee issue. And so he almost became your default starter, right? But then the more he worked at it, the more dominant he looked. And this is a guy that played left tackle at Kansas last year. And I asked Kyle Shanahan last week. At that point, you know, last week, we knew that Pooney was going to be your starting right guard. But I asked Shanahan, without Trent Williams here, well, why didn't you give Pooney a shot at left tackle, since that spot conceivably is kind of open, other than Jalen Moore's been manning it? But why not get Pooney a couple reps? And he said they were so laser-focused on getting Pooney in at starting right guard, so that's why they didn't. And I don't begrudge him for it, because he looks like he could be a dominant right guard. And I tell you what, in week one, you're going to be going up against Quinnen Williams, Javon Kinlaw, and a really good defensive line. So he's going to get tested right away. So is Aaron Banks, who had pinky surgery last week, and then Brendel on the inside. So that interior offensive line is an issue just as much as, you know, they got to figure out what they're doing.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tackle and get Trent Williams in because you need to fortify that line. You don't want to expose Brock Purdy to any pain that he doesn't need in week one.
Hey, real quick, Cam, are they on a little different schedule today than they normally are with practice?
A little bit. I think it could be twofold, Matt. One is, practice is supposed to be at 3. Now, the waiver wire stopped about 9 a.m., right? And then you could start building your practice squad.
Right.
And then yesterday, those rosters had to be in by 1 o'clock. So I think there may have been a rule where a guy has to be on the 53-man for 24 hours before you can, like, move him to the IR or something like that. So that could be part of it. But the main reason, like, to be honest, is they're hosting their, like, annual players benefit tonight, like a fundraiser. I think it's out here on the Levi Stadium field that they're setting up right now.
Gotcha.
That they do every year. So that's usually, like, a 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock dinner with most players attending. So and again, maybe it's the NFL, so you say you can only work so many hours in a day if you're an NFL employee. So that could be another thing, is like, come in later. But I mean, I'm sitting here in the club and I see players kind of wandering around, getting ready to go to practice in a couple hours. So they are on premise.
All righty.
We are off to starting the season in about a week and a half.
Well, there you go.
And there you go.
Yeah. Hey, Cam, really good stuff today. Really appreciate it. And we'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, guys, let me know if you don't get my book. Remember, it's called The Franchise 49ers. You can pre-order it now.
I'm on Amazon right now, Cam. I got you, baby.
There you go.
Yep.
Love it.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Yes, sir. That's Cam Inman, 49er NFL reporter for Bay Area News Group. And, yes, he's an author of The Franchise, San Francisco 49ers. And he, of course, came courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time you discover the islands?
Yeah, we buried the lead, Stani.
We did.
Monday night against the Jets will be the Kinlaw revenge game. Man, I forgot he was with the Jets.
Yeah, that'll be big.
That was material.
Yeah. You know. So the 49ers practice a little later, so we'll find out whether or not Brandon Ayuk practices or not. There's a couple reports out there that Brandon Ayuk may practice. And Cam Inman said that he heard that. And he doesn't know what it would mean, though.
Right.
Because you can't just jump to the conclusion, oh, well, he's signed his contract or he's going to sign. Or maybe he's just not going to sign a contract and play under the 14, or maybe he's just practicing as an act of good faith to keep the negotiations going right up until the season.
If they're going at all, right?
Yeah, if they're going at all.
And I'll tell you this, jumping to conclusions, I know I did. I wasn't by myself. I won't name others. But when Brandon gave John and Kyle the bro hugs, I thought something was coming down the chute. And it was still quiet and has been on the set.
That's one that I can really scoff at. I was off that week.
Oh, yeah.
So I was not a part of any of that crap.
Yeah, Evan and I were rocking.
Oh, yeah, bro hug.
It went viral. I mean, every outlet had it.
Right, and let me guess. He's coming in, $30 million. Yeah. They love him. And
nothing.
Nah, not much at all. The part that he did get into with Trent Williams was he said Nick Bosa went up until the last minute and then signed his contract. And he said, I have no idea why Trent wouldn't want to do that. So maybe Trent Williams is going to take it to the limit.
Yeah.
The Eagles.
That's a great call.
Maybe he is.
And, like, if, again, why wouldn't he, Stani? This is right out the Bosa model. We talked about his age. I mean, he's younger than Bosa. But if it was half, partially, or whatever, about not being here and just getting ready for the game, I got confidence in him. Now, if he got off to a slow start, guys like you have been who've been down on him his whole career will be like, I told you he should have been in camp. And the same for Ayuk, same for CeeDee Lamb and all the guys that hold out. It just comes with the territory.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah. Hey, what was I going to say? Oh, 888-957-9570. There are reports out there that Brandon Ayuk may practice today. Would you read anything into that as a San Francisco 49er fan? What does that mean? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it means. Could it mean that they're closer than they've ever been? Could it mean that it's just a good faith effort by Brandon?
Now, what does that mean?
It means faith. I will come and start to practice if you talk to me about a new contract in good faith.
Well, not see, to me, I take good faith as we got something done.
Yeah, I don't think preliminary feels like they've negotiated in good faith.
Well, up until, like, Stani, the mindset of me getting on the field and being a participant, something had to change. And it's not that we're talking, because hopefully you've been doing that.
Well, I don't think they have. I don't.
Well, like,
what do you think? Like, Evan, what do you think? How much of these guys, how much do you think Ayuk's camp and the 49ers have talked, let's say the last 3 weeks?
I think they've talked a lot the last 3 weeks, but the preceding 3 months, probably not very much at all.
Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Long time no talk.
Yeah.
I know, right? Stephen A. from the Bay. I know, right? Yeah, remember that one?
Yes.
Just messing with you guys. First off, I want to say, hey, congrats to Georgia Tech for just knocking off, you know, making sure that they, you know, it was the first, you know, knockoff of season in college football. But my main point is I actually do want to give props to Brandon Ayuk for showing up to practice. And not that he has a lot of leverage, you know, with a paycheck and everything, but, you know, props to him for just showing up and actually starting to do something. He wants to be with the team at this point. It's just a matter of the negotiation and just all the agent talk and everything. But the big thing is, you know, even with the Ayuk situation, we need to get Trent done, man. Like, Trent is the biggest part of this. If Brock Purdy doesn't have his all-star, you know, left tackle, there's going to be some real issues at this point. And I'm worried about, you know, Brock Purdy's health at that point as well. Because if he doesn't have him, then we are screwed, guys. I have just have to put it like that. And he's obviously, you know, he's the anchor of the offensive line. I mean, I'm not saying that our offensive line is the greatest, but, you know, with him there, we can still get it done. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call.
And I could see that happening now, just hearing Cam and you speak, Donnie. Maybe Saturday they get it done and he's in town. I'm talking about Trent, and he's ready for Monday night.
But we're all just guessing.
Fans are hoping.
Yeah, I mean,
like, that would be negligence on the Niners' part to go out there with Brock just a year removed from wrecking his elbow and having surgery and not having his left tackle out there.
Well, they'd have
and
that's left, why I wasn't they would fond. Play with a left tackle.
Oh, it could have been Pooney. Yeah.
they wouldn't go out there.
But that's why I couldn't believe, and I called him gangster for, but I didn't say I agreed with it, letting him Purdy take hits against the Raiders and New Orleans. He took some shots.
They got...
That was football goo. I get it, but come on now.
I mean, that was a great point by Cam. Pooney played left tackle at Kansas. That's a great conference, too. Kansas State.
Well, you can't name all the new teams.
Texas Tech.
Because you know they've revamped
Texas
everything.
Texas A&M.
Can you name another
Oklahoma
NFL
State.
Player
I
from
love
Kansas?
When I did it.
Another NFL player from Kansas.
Not basketball.
Well, yeah, he'd kill that. Come on, Steiny.
Can you?
Yeah.
I can't.
Give it some more thought.
I can't.
Dude, quit Googling.
He caught me.
I can sit here until the cows come home.
I can only name two, to be honest.
Give it to us.
Chris Harris and Aqib Talib.
Oh, you didn't know Talib?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, and Ken's throwing in Gale Sayers.
My favorite running back.
Apparently not. Didn't even know his resume.
Also, John Riggins.
Oh, Riggins. Oh, wow, Rick, man. The Hogs. What do you know about the Hogs? You back East End.
I know all about the Hogs.
Yeah, they were some bad boys. Jacoby. Theismann.
You remember when John Riggins told Nancy Reagan to lighten up?
Yeah. Why am I laughing? I don't remember that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I got
careful.
That right.
Yeah.
Go Google it. I think he was a little loose at the White House. Riggo, he was a lunatic. He was a lunatic.
Possibly.
John Riggins.
He's a bad dude, 44.
Yeah, he was. So we're going to find out probably around, I don't know, 1 o'clock whether Brandon Ayuk is practicing or not.
Then we have to do the other part of the fraction. What does it mean? You know what?
Well,
I hope he's out there.
Team
needs closure.
Hey, you know what we could do on the other side? We could have a little more fun with the game of cuts.
Yeah,
who
we
were
did,
cutting.
It was controversial yesterday. We only had a couple. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got into Cap and Purdy.
Yeah.
Then what was the other one?
That one, Cap, Purdy, Jimmy. That.
But there was one other one, too, that was a good one.
Oh, he gave us...
Kittle, Ayuk, and Debo.
Yeah, Kittle, Ayuk, and Debo.
Dude, you're getting crushed on my phone. People are saying the fantasy is for money, so it does mean something.
Okay.
They are correct.
Money, Stoney, chicken...
I don't think I got paid last year.
Dude, the man gave it to you in cash.
Do you remember it? No, you don't. And do you remember drinking it? Because you would. There's no way. If you guys don't remember me paying at the bar, I didn't get my money.
Luke said it. Luke, the director of sports.
Of course he's going to say it.
Nah, he's trustworthy.
Do we know that?
I've been knowing him for 10 years.
Let me put a rat on the table or ask him. Have you paid? Have you paid?
Other side.
I'm
out. Other side.
You know what? I'll go tell Lucas right now. I'm not playing unless everybody's paid.
Stop!
No, you stop, Bob. 888-957-9570 is the number. When you hear that Brandon Ayuk might practice, do you get excited or is it, wake me when he's out there? What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
I root for Africa.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
I ain't fat. I'm thick.
Every nap ends with me going, huh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Every nap ends with me going, huh. My son does that. My youngest, when he sleeps, he shakes. He's in the car. I'm like, what happened to you? It's not good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you better. Oh, you. Boy.
I lost you. Come you on, man. We got an hour and a half. 90 minutes.
So, this is exactly what I'm, okay, and we're not here to talk about fantasy football, but this is what I mean. You're the only guy who is not paid in our league.
The draft is tonight. I pay tomorrow.
I will not participate in the draft.
I'm paying tomorrow.
Okay.
Mind your business. I'm not in it. That's my account. That's my commissioner.
Yeah.
And why would he tell you what I've done?
Because I asked him.
But he shouldn't. Hey, that's just dirty. I pay tomorrow, bud. So Lucas can go.
See, and you know what, Evan? You sit there and laugh, and that's why he does it.
And does what? What's Lucas going to do with the money? Go get a new sofa? What's it? Who trust?
I'm not doing it.
Jesus, I'll pay him.
You won't.
I pay every year.
You say you do.
Pay so the Lucas man. Can go on. Who's watching the watcher? Who voted him treasurer?
He's the commissioner.
Yeah. He's your commissioner.
Pay him.
I'm going to pay tomorrow.
No.
It's payday.
I'm not playing then.
Good.
Yeah, good.
See, that like that bothers
I mean.
You.
It
you
does bother me a little bit.
Sourpuss about it anyway.
What about your other six leagues?
I pay.
When?
The day after the draft. Well, I match them up with payday. Shout out Warrior World. He got something coming too.
You know. You know,
like, stop it.
You know what Thank you're you, doing Bob. Is wrong. Like, and that's the thing.
I have trust issues.
Can't do it.
Does it really bother me? No,
it kind of does.
Who's not getting paid until when the winner? I give them the money, like I have every year.
Why did I pay then,
listeners? Like, Evan, I don't know, Gudis.
Evan, that hurt. Evan,
you ready?
I'm paying tomorrow on payday.
You ready? It's not payday tomorrow.
For me, I get it a day early, Thursday, bud. Payday Friday.
It's not cute.
What's not cute? I don't like commissioners having the money all at once so they can go splurge, get new TVs and sofa, and then put it back when 8 months later when the season's over. I'm sorry. I got a problem with that. But I pay. I pay every week, bud.
I'll tell you what. I wouldn't.
Get Sheed on the phone. C-Note. Lucas will have it tomorrow. And for him to tell you what he's in for it. He's in for it after this show.
It's a joke.
Hey, next time somebody asks about my account,
why do you think
you tell them to mind their own business?
Why do you think like you can just get away with this?
Get away with what?
With not paying when everybody else is paid. Everybody else has paid.
Where is that in writing? Where is that in writing?
If you don't think you should have paid your 100 by the time you draft, you know what?
Get out of here.
That's just lame.
Get out of here. You sound like one of the parties. Get out of here.
It's just lame.
I'll pay on payday, which is tomorrow.
But you won't.
Why are you going to get a heart? What do you mean I won't?
You won't.
I did it last year. I did it every year I've been here, bud.
There were years when you didn't pay until the end.
Now you're assassinating on radio my character. Apologize.
No.
And say you're running material.
No chance.
Evan hurt me for him to say, why did I pay?
Exactly.
I'm paying tomorrow, E.
Pay today.
You should be asking, why are we paying it all until we get a winner? Who's watching the money? Oh, it goes into Lucas's trust fund. Okay, hey. Hey.
Hey, man. No, it's cool.
For Lucas's groceries, cool. Lucas's gas.
No, it's cool.
Lucas's food, his dry cleaning.
It's garbage.
Lucas is God. I'll give it to you, Luke.
Alan Neal.
It's a racket.
On the YouTube.
It's a racket. You pay.
Garbage.
If you got to pay up front, you shouldn't be playing with friends. Those aren't your friends if you don't trust them.
Oh, this is, you know what
that's
it is?
That's how I live.
You know what it is? From the 650, that's Bush League. That's exactly what it is. That's Bush League.
He gets the money tomorrow.
Bush.
Games kick off next week, bud.
Bush.
A lot of
league.
People agreeing with me.
Nobody's agreeing with you. Not one person.
Who did and a background fact, check listen, on Lucas we'll to get the
we'll,
money?
We'll get this.
That really bothers me.
We'll get this all. We'll
no,
get
it
this
really
over
does.
With.
I hope Lucas just enjoyed the 2,000 or 3K. Oh, my God.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at this.
Why can't I be commissioner?
Because you don't have the wherewithal.
No, stop.
I don't know if you know, I'm not laughing.
Dude, I'm laughing because you were sourpuss on it. Now you're just making this up, but it's okay. I'm here for you.
No, I don't want you. I don't want you.
These are my friends, no, my family. Yeah, and I shouldn't have to trust issues with any. If you got to pay up front, what are we really saying about each other? Mary and Luke, come on, get on the mic. I am hurt, Lucas, that you would tell him about my account.
Up. I have no idea what's going on. I was just told to go into the studio.
Why would you tell him what we had on the side, and now he's all butthurt because I haven't paid until tomorrow? That's my account.
Why do you
account.
Have until tomorrow?
Because it's payday, and I told you I'd pay your payday.
Oh, okay.
But how does he get privy to that information?
Because he asked. I didn't realize it was private information.
And you didn't have my back. 12-year relationship. I thought we were...
Why do you let him get away with this?
Get away with what? I paid what? Every year.
Today is draft day.
Yeah.
So yes. I was hoping he would come to his senses and pay by draft day.
But I told you last week, Luke, now I'm blowing...
Oh, now last week.
Yeah, I said I'll get you a payday. A day after the draft.
I don't know how deep we want to get into this.
Don't fall for his antics, and I'm falling for it. I'm gonna relax.
Just so everyone knows, we get paid every 2 weeks. We settled the league. Who was in the league a couple days before the last payday? Goo, you said you had me last payday, and then you said you would get me the next payday.
No, I see. All right, now everybody's running material, so I'm materialed out.
Well, the only material
you'll have it tomorrow, Luke.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. It just sets a bad precedent, Goo. It's not fair to everybody else who has to pay. Well,
tell us what you're doing with the money, Luke.
Holding it.
No, little trip plan, something. New sofa.
Who cares? She's going to give $1,000 back at the end of the year.
New TV, Luke. Enjoy it. You'll have mine tomorrow.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a no on that.
I'll show you this. I don't have to. I'm going to just print screen the Zelle.
Oh, yeah. And that'll be accurate.
Can I get in on that action?
Yeah, there's no chance. Over yeah. under.
What is Evan
tomorrow
doing
morning?
Now? Dude, please.
We're on to you.
Lucas and I have a 12-year relationship, 10 years of fantasy. You've gotten paid every year, Luke. Give me that.
Yeah.
My credit's A1.
Yeah. At some point through the year.
Yeah. Tell us what you're doing with the money. That's what I really
Well, number one, it doesn't...
Where's the TV at?
Number one, it doesn't matter.
Go to Costco, give me a little 70-inch. I'll put it back. No, go ahead, Luke. You know I love you.
I'm the commissioner. I make the rules, and I've run into problems when people don't pay.
And you
ahead.
Send me to them, and I'll get you the money. I'll be your collector, Rocky. Rocky won.
Everybody's been collected from except you.
That is not accurate. You can look at them and tell. Am I the only one, Luke?
Do you want me to answer
truthfully? No, why would you now all of a sudden give privacy? You gave him the...
How many teams in the league?
12.
How many people have paid?
You don't... That is not your business.
11.
Lucas, you don't...
11.
Is it 11?
Yeah.
All right. I got you tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow, dude.
Goo exactly. is that guy. What do you exactly. mean?
Can I leave?
Yeah, you
We're
can.
We're done here?
Yeah.
Love hey, you,
Goo. He's on an
Next
island.
Time, my account is my account. You give nothing. HIPAA laws. You don't give anything to anybody
that
else.
That has to do with medical.
That, I know.
This
but
is
that
the HIPAA
hurt.
Law.
Boy.
Thank you, Lucas.
Enjoy
Thanks
the new,
for having me.
TV or whatever you're doing
Appreciate
with the
it,
cash.
I got it for 5 months. I'll sell it at the end of the season.
See? You guys, oh.
He deserved it.
He means that.
I do, too.
He's going to Tahoe, somewhere with the bread. He'll have it tomorrow, Steiny.
I mean, like.
You just accused that man of not paying you. I forgot that. I can't believe I forgot that.
Yeah.
You accused that man of withholding funds, and now he's your best friend to make me look like I don't pay. We'll have it tomorrow, Luke.
No, you won't. I know
it's
you.
It's payday.
It's like D-Ball said
okay.
on the,
right,
on the YouTube
here.
Chat.
Right,
he said,
on.
Guru simply doesn't
so
pay.
So I owed you and Evan a drink last week. Did I pay up?
I don't remember. No.
Evan.
Oh, boy.
What you mean, oh, boy? It was before your birthday. Hey, you know what? I'm not going
that
this Friday.
That was 2 weeks ago.
I'm out.
Quit
That's
trying to cheer
paid.
Me up.
That was payday. I'm out Friday. You got Evan poison now.
You bought me a drink 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was for your birthday, and it was for the bet. You know what? Wow. I'm not going Friday.
First of all, you're not even going to be here tomorrow to pay Lucas.
That ain't cool. Wow. Okay. I just hate the
this
guy.
This is so much better than talking about Brandon
IU. Dude, I can't believe he gave you info on my account. Oh, he's supposed to say, yep, go pay. Jesus.
What law was that, Gil?
The HIPAA law. Oh, boy. Evan, I got you a drink for the bet I lost to you and Steiny. You guys don't remember your hammer.
Which one?
Please. He ain't that good of a year this year, by the way.
Are you paying up the Solaire bet?
At the end of the season.
Yeah, because he's going to hit 19 in the next 27 games.
Good God.
Giants.
Now, this is what really bothers me about you.
What?
When I say, hey, they won and they got action, you give me the math about no. Atlanta won yesterday. They gained no ground.
Oh, so Atlanta.
They picked
up a game on the Cardinals.
Well, the Cardinals aren't in the spot. You look at the last wild card.
They got a little buffer now.
No, Atlanta, Stoney. They're six back. Dr. J of Atlanta. I don't care about them other teams. Who's holding the spot? And right now it's Atlanta.
We have a really good question from the Xfinity Mobile text line. What will happen first? An Aiyuk extension or Guru pays?
You know what?
It'll be an Aiyuk extension.
You guys got together.
Because he's going to play this year.
You guys got together before the show.
And Guru
got together before
won't
the show.
Pay until...
Dude, miss me with my credit. Right. I paid every year I've been here.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. It always happens.
I don't like trusting somebody with my bread.
Yeah. Money goes to first and second or first, second, and third.
How would you know? You claiming you didn't even get paid.
You just think that...
I can't believe I forgot that.
So
while he
Lucas
was
is going to have to give 500. He's going to have to give 500 for the champion. Yeah. If Guru wins, you're just going to give him 400.
Oh, please.
Because the rules are special for him.
Now, you're assassinating my character on radio. For real. I pay every year. I do wonder what he's going to do with it, though. Every commissioner, I'm sorry. It's a nice racket. To be commissioner. Oh, my gosh. Hey, honey, want to go eat?
You're in six leagues, though.
Yeah, and how much
hasn't
is that?
Paid for a one of them. You know I'm right.
You don't mean that. People believe in this, Donnie. Stop.
I do.
49er Frankie's commissioner, one. I got Tone, other. She, Warriors World. I got IOUs out there for the fantasy.
Yeah, exactly.
We haven't
had
the
IOU
yet.
Means? It means you're delinquent.
No, but I pay before kickoff. I don't have to explain to you.
No, you don't.
So you
know what?
You think Warriors World let me play for free last year?
I don't care. I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
I remember last year,
okay,
you were laughing and giggling
about
and taking all this pride in, I don't pay to fantasy till the end. I don't pay no fantasy in the end.
I've never called you a liar on air.
And you can't.
Shout out Dave Fleming. Stoney, come on, man. Now people are believing you now.
Well,
I pay my stuff. That's why you got 400 and accused the man that gave you information of not paying him. That really bothers
me. Is
that you
practicing yet?
Right. Has Guru paid yet?
Wow. That's boy.
Oh,
yeah. That hurts, E.
Oh, Giants. You see Robbie Ray's on the... banged up a little bit.
I don't think he'll make it back.
I'm out.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you about Giants related. Seriously. Because you think Melvin might get fired. Do you think it's possible? I forgot to ask you this yesterday.
Right.
Do you really think it's possible that Melvin could get fired and Farhan not fired? I don't think that's on the table.
And you know what?
Oh,
let me give you something. You hate when I agree with you.
God!
It was such a bad look to me that the manager that he handpicked, Gabe Kapler, was the fall guy and Farhan stayed. I don't see that happening again. So to answer your question, Steiny, if you want to say, what has Melvin ever won? You know, we can talk. I know he took the A's to the playoffs and divisional round and Verlander and the Tigers got him and the Royals that one year, but I don't think there's any accountability upstairs with the San Francisco Giants and the faceless ownership. And that's why I think Farhan Steiny, I've been consistent, is going to stay here. And Bob Melvin, do I have a problem if he gets another shot? No. But could you make a case that this team, he ain't the skipper for him? Yeah. But I think they'll both be back. How about that, Steiny? What do you think Giant fans think? You think they're tired of Melvin, or they're just frustrated and they need a fall guy?
I think they're way more frustrated with Farhan than Bob Melvin.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what though? And I'm on distraction radio, but you know, people just come in and out. Our man Justin.
Right.
Okay, our man Justin from New York. We love him.
Yep.
He reminds me of my brother.
Oh man, this is not good for Justin.
He did exactly what my brother does all the time, and I can't stand it.
Which is?
Hey, Steiny, who's the greatest baseball player you've ever seen in your life? That's what he asked me before the show.
I can't wait for the answer.
I said, gotta be Barry Bonds. And he goes, no, that's wrong.
You asked me.
I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, it's Aaron Judge. It's got to be. It's Aaron Judge.
Wow.
He's wonderful. Marvelous.
Just like my brother.
Dude, that
hey,
is.
Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
Well, you do that to me, Matt, on the show. Hey, Goo, what do you think about? No way. That's how you do. That's what the show dynamic is.
But that's
you set me up all night. Hey, Goo, who do you think? And then you do what your brother does.
There's a difference between disagreeing with an opinion and saying you're wrong. It's like my brother. It's vintage.
That would irk me.
Can't stand him either. He goes, hey, what do you think? What do you think's been the biggest change in basketball over the last 40 years? What do you think's been the biggest change?
Yeah.
And I go, it's got to be the 3-point shot. He goes, no, that's not it.
See that? That doesn't bother me.
It's not allowing contact at the head of this. You know, it's not allowing the defense to make any contact.
Don't judge my answer.
Thank you.
But that's our show. I deal with it 4 hours, 20 hours a week.
Hey, let's play the cut game.
Yeah, I'm ready. I could cut a couple people right now.
We had fun yesterday with Cut Down Day, and Evan was gracious enough to give us three names, and we have to cut two.
It was phenomenal.
And he gave, for example, yesterday he gave us the three quarterbacks of the Niners who didn't win a Super Bowl. Kaepernick, Purdy, Garoppolo. And I cut Kaepernick and Garoppolo and kept Purdy. And Guru kept Kaepernick.
Yep.
And cut the other two. And then we had a good discussion on it, and people called in. It was a lot of fun. You got one queued up?
Which sport do you want?
What, do you have the big three?
Yeah, big three Bay Area sports, football, basketball, baseball.
Let's do hoops, Tony.
All right, let's do hoops.
Yeah.
Let's do hoops.
All right.
Well, here we go.
Well, based on the show earlier today, I thought we had a nice little discussion about the most recently featured athletic member, Brendan Pajemski. So, I don't know, this one I came up with off the top of my head, actually. Pajemski, Kuminga, or Moody? Cut two.
I'm cutting. I got mine, Stanley. I'm cutting Pods. This is not even a hard one for me. I'm cutting Pods and Moody.
Uh-oh.
J.K. Pop, Stanley, he could be a Hall of Famer, man.
Oh, my God.
In regard to just body-wise and the gifts from the basketball gods. And I love me some Pods. But you talk about gifts, shoulders.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But I think I got to cut Pods, too.
Yeah.
And Moody.
Well,
Moody didn't even make the tryout. I gotta keep Kuminga.
Yeah. You said he just start playing basketball.
I want to keep Pods, but I can't. Kuminga's been in the league longer. I gotta cut Pods.
Yeah, I hate to do. Man,
888-957-957.
Well, I wasn't expecting you guys to agree on that. So, what about this one? All right, because I think you actually came up with this one, Steiner, for the Warriors, excluding Curry, because it's just not fair. Durant, Clay, Draymond, cut two.
I love the Warriors.
Draymond's getting absolutely got no shot.
No, but that's teammate. But come on, it's Durant in that one. It's Clay and Dre.
Draymond, go bye bye.
I actually think you got to cut
Kevin Durant or something.
No, you got to cut Durant and you got to cut Draymond. You cannot cut Clay Thompson.
The Warriors did. No, we love Clay. But Stoddy, just
well, see, I'm looking
in
at
totality,
it.
He's one of the best to ever do it, Kevin Durant.
Right. I'm also factoring in. See, now, this one's a good one. Because
Klay Thompson.
Stiney, is Kevin Durant better than Klay Thompson? Yeah.
Okay.
But that's not what this one's about for me.
What if you're starting a team?
That's not the way I'm looking at it
so
either.
Tell us how, Fly Tracker.
I'm looking at.
Tell us how. Tell us how, Mr. Fly Tracker.
I am.
That's a four.
It's about the Warriors. The Warriors. And Draymond has just lost his opportunity. He gets cut because of behavior. And then I just look at Durant and Klay, and I got to say, Klay's the Warrior. And he's just the Warrior.
Now, that's deep. Let me tell you why that's deep, Stoney.
Oh.
I didn't even have Durant as a Warrior. I just looked at his basketball prowess.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He was a hired gun, and it worked. I didn't even have him as a Warrior.
Draymond, Klay, and Iguodala. Iguodala and Draymond. See you later.
Yep, I'm with you.
See ya.
Did you see the video I sent about Kyrie that's going around?
No.
And at the end, Iggy says, retired Iggy, if you needed a shot with your life on it, who on the line in the playoffs, who would it be? He said it's not even close. Remember, we gave him some stuff about this.
This happened about 4 months ago.
Yeah, but I sent it to you.
Today.
But just to see it the last night. Wow, he... Kyrie, and it was
and that bothers you.
Yeah,
of course it does.
I witness.
Of course it does.
Iguodala.
I'm loyal, man.
Of course it bothers.
Steph watches that and says what? I carried you to a ring in the NBA Finals MVP, and this is the thanks I get, Andre. Wow. Okay. Wow.
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now, Goo. You know what you never have to do for me? Ever.
I want an apology.
That ain't coming.
From you and Evan.
Yeah. Goo, you never have to lie for me, okay? You don't have to lie for me. If somebody asks you a question and they say, hey, who's your main man? And who's the best host you ever had? If it's Chris Townsend, say it's Chris Townsend.
That's how I feel.
If it's Dan Dibley, say it's Dan Dibley. Don't say, the right thing, and I need friends, and Matt Steinmetz, of course.
That's not
Don't
my style.
Ever lie for me.
That's not my style.
I'm a big boy. I can handle it. And you know who else can? Steph Curry.
I don't like any of it.
So that's that. All right. I'm glad we got that over with. By the way, did you see Brock Purdy? Was voted 103 players took part in a survey.
Man.
Well, let me get this is going to bother you.
No, this is haterade, but go ahead. All these surveys are players, I believe.
I don't think this is haterade at all. I think this is the opposite. Brock Purdy was voted the most underrated player in the NFL.
I had overrated.
What?
It was overrated.
No, it was underrated.
No, overrated.
Josh Allen was the overrated.
Yeah, and I had Purdy number 6 on that list that I saw from ESPN.
I thought Purdy was the most underrated.
Overrated. Well, he was on the list, but Josh Allen was the most overrated, Stoney.
We'll do some fact-checking and get to it on the other side as well.
Oh, definitely overrated. They let off the show this morning with it.
Well, they might have been wrong.
Get up.
They might have. Oh.
And they were like, the hater rate. And I was like, they're hating on Purdy because he got a good system and a good coach.
Well, then why? Hold on, then. Why? Why last night when I said Brock is first in a league poll asking who is the most underrated player, nobody got back to me and said, Steiny, it's overrated.
I told you I had an issue at the Johnson household, so I didn't see it.
Can we get into that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, coming up with my $100 for fantasy.
All right.
We'll
get it all straightened out on the other side. Let's see. Oh, you've got to download that Odyssey app, and you can do it directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment also brought to you by O'Reilly. That's O'Reilly Auto Parts. Klay Thompson.
But everybody's happy. I'm not. That was embarrassing. I'm good now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.